grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
If portions of today's show sound like we have more energy than usual, it's because we are so pumped up with sugar right now.
That's right.
Dan finally went to Old Town Donuts up in Florissant and brought in not one, but two dozen donuts.
Oh.
It's not just donuts. There's Long Johns and donut holes.
He set me up.
He sure did. I'm trying to pace myself because I could easily...
I'm sick already.
You didn't need to pace yourself?
No.
You know what would be worse? I know you're like this. Maybe, Dan, you're like this, too. There's something missing right here.
Yes.
Milk.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Nice cold milk.
If you put a half gallon, and I'm a skim milk drinker, have been since I was a kid, because that's what we always had around. So, to me, regular milk tastes like a milkshake.
Yeah. Right.
But even though it's donuts, I would still be drinking skim milk with it. If you put a half gallon of nice cold milk right here on the counter next to these donuts,
oh,
we would not have a show today.
No, I don't think we would.
This would be the show.
I thought about getting some milk. I thought about it, and I thought, oh, man.
It's all right. It's all right. We got plenty of stuff to do on the show today. I watched a documentary earlier this week that won the Oscar last year. This year, the best documentary feature was Searching for Sugar Man, which I talked about on the show a couple of weeks ago after I watched it, and then it won the Oscar. So I thought, well, I'll go back to what won last year, and it's a football documentary called Undefeated, about a guy named Bill Courtney, who coached a team in North Memphis. He's white. All the players are black. He has a business and is well off. All the players are poor. And the team had not won in years. I mean, just they were horrible. He'd been coaching there for several years before this documentary crew came. And they actually were going to make the movie about somebody else. And then they realized that this coach was so dynamic and such a great motivator that they should make him the center of the movie, which they did along with the kids. And anyway,
Anyway.
Thank you. Don't make me wait. I would think with the sugar, you'd be right there. I wrote about it on my website earlier this week on harrisonline.com, and I got a nice little mention on Twitter from Bill Courtney, the coach involved, saying, hey, thanks for writing about me. And I wrote back and I said, write about you. I'd love to talk to you. And so he's going to call us in about 15 minutes, and he's going to tell this amazing story.
That's awesome.
It's actually been out for a while because the movie, as I said, won last year for Best Documentary. But a lot of people haven't seen it. It's out on DVD now, and it's amazing. Also on the show today, Joe Hipperson will be here to review the new Oz movie, Oz the Great and Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a preview of this the other night.
Oh, you did.
Did you? Because
I don't want to foreshadow any part of the show in particular, but that portion of the show could get ugly today. What did Dawn say?
Dawn kind of didn't she say that it was okay? She liked it. It was a good family type movie. She gave it like 3.25 or something like that. I
no interest in
it. Looks very dark to me. The original Wizard of Oz is it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And going to see something like that.
Yeah.